adult proof.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view. Injuries, big trades, player news. Yeah, sector competition, and he play with Tony Dungy. Better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz.
Said everything you need and more. Yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before. We call him
Big Game James.
Yeah,
Big Game James. Big Game James.
What's up, everybody? This is Big Game Sports Buzz. It's another episode. It's another Tuesday, and it's 8:30-ish somewhere where you are, where we are. We're so happy that you're here. This is where the sports fanatic and the pro athlete get together and talk about all things sports and everything related to it. I am Jay Stoggs, Buffner. Let's go. And, of course, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the reason why the show is called what it is, Big Game James. What up, dude? How you doing?
Jay Stoggs, what's up, baby? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to see you.
Welcome. Man, and of course we want to wish all the fathers out there happy belated Father's Day to you. I hope you got the biggest chicken, piece of chicken Sunday. You know what? No, I hope you got a steak. Lord. I hope you got the steak, you know what I'm saying? And a nice, fine drink on top of that. So, definitely for all you fathers out there. And for those that ain't claiming your kids, claim your kids. Come on. Claim your kids. It's time.
Why is that Chris Rock stand-up still one of the funniest?
You ain't the big piece of chicken. That's your daddy's piece of chicken. Give me a wing. Give me a wing. Let's go all together.
Man, don't know why that's so funny.
Hey, that's what it is. That's what it is. Make sure that if you're watching this, make sure that you like, subscribe, and ring that bell so you know when BGSE Network is coming up. And, of course, Big Game Sports Buzz is on. We have some great things that we're going to talk about tonight. So much is going on in all of sports. It doesn't make sense. It's summertime. Like, what are we doing here?
It's like fast forward. It's crazy, Jay.
And we're definitely going to be talking about it between Ja and Bradley Beal. Aaron Rodgers, Deuce Dodgers just seems to stay in the headlines because he ain't got nothing else to do. Draymond, hey, Draymond being Draymond because Draymond is Draymond. Of course, the draft is coming up this Thursday for the association. And so we're going to talk about all those things. So, hey, you know what? It's time to get into those four downs. So for the first down, let's start out with the small potatoes. Of course, you know I'm talking about Deuce Dodgers, who is now New York. Yes, I said it because that is what I do. And make sure that you know he is who he is and that I am who I am. Make sure that you go ahead and you can, like I said, like, subscribe, ring that bell. But you can also chat with us. So chat with us. Let us know your opinion because the top five tonight is also great. Father-son combos in sports history, best of all time. This is a hard list, folks. This is a hard, hard list.
Hey, I got a surprise on there for you, Jay. I know I do. I know you got one that's going to throw you for a loop tonight.
Okay. I'm waiting for it because you know what I got. But, hey, the first one, we've got it, again, talking about Deuce Dodgers. So he's not participating in OTAs. He's not participating in practice. It's a big deal, not a big deal. I mean, you're on a new team, new coach, new offense.
Well, Jay, let's go ahead and call it what it is for, you know, last week they were supposed to have the mandatory mini camp. He got them to cancel that shit. So not only did he not practice, the Jets canceled a whole mini camp.
Damn.
You know, what is that?
I mean,
you know, now needless to say, veterans, they don't need training. I mean, they don't need a whole mini camp to know what to do, but that the younger guys, that's vital to coming in and kind of knowing what you're doing, even after having OTAs. It's still just a time, that workspace where you get things together, you polish things up to get right. ready before you go into camp. Because, you know, pretty soon things are going to be scaling back. They'll just be doing workouts, conditioning and stuff prior to training camp starting. Yeah, I know the fog and the air quality was bad in New York. That's New York shit. It's bad when it ain't fire coming from camp. You know what I'm saying? No offense to my New Yorkers. You know what I'm saying? All right, gut. Don't be mad at me, son.
But, you know what? Go ahead.
Come on, dog. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. Nothing surprises me anymore with this dude, dog. Nothing. But yet, he comes in and he has that much control. What the?
Saleh may be losing that locker room already. And, I mean, people were praising him and saying, you know what, this is a coach of the year type material that's going on here in the Jets and the big turnaround. But, yeah, to have that much control. My other thing, too, is that, you know, and I'm asking this question to you. Moving from one team to another, yes, you're a veteran, but moving from one team to another, I would think that there would still have to be – I mean, he's there. That's great. He's in meetings. But getting the flow of how you would work with another person next to you, like working out, hey, this is what I like to do. When I see this, tendencies, things like that. Hey, this is what I kind of notice with this guy and all that. I mean, that's the big thing for me. Joe, what up? Who sell more tickets? That's whose team it is. Ooh, Joe coming in with it. That's an interesting question. Or an interesting comment in that. Yes, we come to see the players, but if the players aren't prepared, whose fault is it?
Man, we already know. When this shit goes sideways, dog, who's going to be the first one to be in trouble? Robert Saleh. You know, they already looking for a reason to cut his head off and get rid of his ass, right?
Man.
So, I mean, I just don't get why you put yourself in a situation where people got mad at McNair, Bob McNair, the Houston Texans owner, when he said, you never let the inmates run the prison. Talking about him being racist. He wasn't being racist. That's an old-ass statement. You can't let these goddamn inmates run your prison. So if you have things planned and scheduled to do, you do it. Him being a veteran, now, the only thing that's saving him offensively, he doesn't know all the guys yet, but the goddamn offensive coordinator was his coordinator in Green Bay. Hack it. So, okay. I mean, he has an advantage there. But my whole thing is, I guess they just excited, like you said, Jay, he's there because for so many years, his ass never went to Green Bay until it's mandatory. He didn't do OTAs or voluntary shit up in Green Bay.
Yeah.
He went to all the mandatory stuff. Another night, he was in California, Florida, whatever, you know, on the cold, wearing a man bun.
Well, it was chilling. Too cold. It was too cold in Milwaukee, in Green Bay. It was too cold there. I can get that. I get that. I don't want to go there at all.
Man, Wisconsin, good place, dog. Get some bratwurst, some beer brats is the bomb.
You know what? I love beer brats, and they're great in warm weather as well. So when Green Bay comes out here, I'm all for it.
To my boy Jerry once. He used to hook up the brats every time we went to go play the Green Bay Packers.
That's beautiful. That's nice. Great stuff. Moving on, second down. Deuce Dodgers is going to douche, so, you know, there it is. Draymond decides to opt out of that year. Is this something we kind of saw, or?
Man, I told you Draymond Green was probably leaving. I think you told me I was crazy. You may not have, but I said.
I don't think
the rumors is that he wants to go play with LeBron in L.A., bro. And
that's crazy.
The Lakers is a team that came up. Memphis came up. Somebody automatically said Phoenix now, but they wouldn't have the cap space because he would have to take less than what his player option was in Golden State to go to Phoenix. So that's not going to happen.
But he could hit Jordan Poole for real now.
Man, I'm not going to start.
I'm just saying.
I mean, to each their own, this is my whole thing. I say this all the time about every sport, Jay. When people don't want to be there anymore, or if the relationship, that's like an abusive relationship. You can't hang on just to say you're going to fight to save your marriage if the abuse is still there, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's time to go. If it comes down to this, him now, I don't think he's totally closed the door on a Golden State Warrior. I still think there's a chance that he can sign and stay, you know, in the Bay Area and run with the Warriors. But I think he wants to exercise all the options because he wants to be paid a little bit higher. You know, we talked about the Warriors losing their GM. They hired Mike Dunleavy Jr. Now he's got to come in and see what he can do, if he can rectify this and right the ship and make this team where it's still a competitor in the West.
So he wants – I mean, he opted out of $28 million. Now, I'm not saying nobody don't get your bag. I'm not saying that. It's 27 point something million.
Right.
But come on, man. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joe. He ain't going nowhere. He knew that 27 and a half was a low market. Okay, well, you know, he's looking for his last contract. 3 over 90? Ooh.
Hell no.
I mean, 90 over 3? Ooh. I mean, 30 million?
Hold on, I got a budget for that shit.
Over 3 years?
If.
I can draw the weirdest.
If Golden State paid that?
Maybe 100?
No, no. There's no way they pay that. There's no way. Draymond not worth 90. 100? Hell no.
90?
Hell no.
Joe, I think we're grabbing for straws there, my guy. I don't see Draymond at 100. Not at this stage and this age.
No stage. Draymond is maybe a great enforcer. He's a great rebounder. He's good on defense. Yes. He is not a $90 million basketball player over 3 years, dog. I mean, call me crazy if you want to.
That's 30. Man, I mean, that's pretty close to what
it is, his close to what he's got. I mean, for one, but I don't know. You know what?
But I think the years is what's going to get him, the 3 years. Because I think after this year, they do look into the draft and see what's there. I think maybe they look at Looney and Kuminga and say, you know, hey, you know what? Okay, we got something there. Because what Golden State has right now is they have an issue with a lot of their contracts and restricted free agents and whatnot. So restricted and unrestricted. So they're going to have to really take a look. Someone said it earlier, he saw that Cat got and he didn't win nothing. So top five power forward in the league. Whoa.
Who said that?
Joe said that.
Man.
Well, Joe said someone said it and Joe put it here. So Joe is Kyrie-ing this. He's doing the Kyrie Irving right here.
I ain't say this, but some say he the best.
Top five power forward this year. Cat got 250. Okay. But look at the team he's on. Look at the team he's on.
They got to keep Cat. If not, they wouldn't get nobody. I mean, yeah, they got Anthony Edwards, but without Cat to go along with it, Minnesota be playing in front of the Parish Episcopal Municipal Courthouse staff. They would have no fans in the stands.
What did you just say about Deuce Dodgers? The players sell the tickets. Who sell the tickets? Cat will sell you the tickets there where he is, right? Yeah,
you gotta have
otherwise. Him. Yeah. Nah.
Because Minnesota has to hang on to the hopes of Cat, Gobert, and Anthony Edwards will bring them something one day. Yet we all know not shit coming out them three together.
Right. And no one is talking about trying to go to Minnesota. That's the part there.
Man, right, only thing in Minnesota is the Mall of America. And people don't hardly go to malls no more because of Amazon.
That's true. And Prince's house is there.
You think they got the little red Corvette in the driveway?
They do not. They have a very big fence with very big people that stand there.
Good time.
I went and saw nothing.
Hey, I'm here to see Prince.
Yeah,
he not alive. Oh, I just came to see Prince the record. Christ
Nelson, he know I'm coming. Tell old Prince. Yeah, that was me. Actually, I didn't get out because it was cold. Yeah, man. We parked on the side of the road, was looking, and then we saw headlights starting to pull in behind us. We're like, go. So yeah, it was a no go.
Ran from Prince.
Who got 108? Draymond is worth. Is he?
Green. Man, shout out to my boy, Brian Green. For Green. Hey. Talking about checking out BG.
To the cast.
B. Hey, man. Now, and B Green's a hooper now. Chase Styles. Brian's a hooper. So.
He's a hooper, but.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, he played
108
collegiately. Draymond 108. So for three, that put you in.
Now, wait. You just said, hey, you know, this your guy. He's a hooper. He should know. And then he started putting out numbers like, oh, well, wait a minute.
No, I'm not discrediting what he's saying or what he thinks. Ooh, I'm still entitled to my own opinion. You know, Big Game, I got an opinion, dog.
125? Man, that's got to be
what is in your cup right now?
Yeah, what you drinking?
Next, you're going to tell me Tua going to make the Pro Bowl this year. Oh.
Damn. This is not the Chop Shop.
Yes, stick to the script. So sorry.
My God. Man, keeping in the association. See, Joe, this is when we know you really got something in your cup. And Austin Reeves is going to get 100. Probably not 100, but we'll probably get 50.
Austin Reeves. Hey, they are talking about big. Man, it's about to be ignorant. It's going to be some money, and some stuff is going to go down between now and Thursday because of the draft.
Stop it.
Tua will make the Pro Bowl. Yeah, in your Madden season.
Sounds brought to you by Big Game James. That's how you do me. Draymond is responsible for 15 of Steph's points per game. Don't deny that. With his rebounding, don't deny
right.
it.
I guess I can't just look at it from a scoring standpoint, B.
Oh, no.
You're right. For what he – I can't get – this damn camera is on my nerve tonight. Okay, it's whatever. But – we're just looking from a dollar standpoint, you see that, but you can't, we talked about this before. The value can't always be placed on points because you need defenders, you need rebounders, you need guys that are going to set the picks, get on the floor, and there's a value for everybody. If Draymond gets, this is my whole thing. I want to see Draymond finish in the Bay. I want to see him finish in Golden State. But if he opted out to see if he can get more money or just get the Warriors to pay more, smart business move. If he goes down south to play with LeBron, if he goes somewhere else, hey man, power to him. I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't give a damn. I like Draymond's game. I like debating Jay Stoggs because he calls him a dirty player. And you know, we have a good time doing it.
Joe agrees with you. Numbers are throwing around are crazy. Let's be real. Jaylen Brown can get $295, is he really worth it?
Yeah, but we know how that Supermax deal works. Because he was like a second team all pro, because that's the team that drafted him, he's eligible to get the most money on the Supermax. That's just the way the NBA did it, because they want to try to keep stars in those cities that they got drafted by.
Yes.
So now, does Jaylen Brown deserve that $295 over five? I'm not going to say he doesn't, although he, you know, there's an APB put out for him in the damn playoffs, but
Jimmy Buckets.
Boy.
Has anyone heard or seen Paul George in the past five seasons?
Oh, hold on. What a gun at. What a gun at.
I mean, that dude, hey, he should be in jail for how much he done stole from the Clippers and the league, if you ask me.
Him and Kawhi right there behind him doing this.
Boy.
Oh, man, shit.
Man, speaking of trades and all of that, Bradley Beal trade. Oh, wow. So y'all going to talk about Zion? Hey, man, you know what, Joe? Sure. We'll talk about that a little bit later, because that's a whole
mess. Yeah, Joe, he going to be in overtime.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole mess. That's a whole mess. But we got to talk about Bradley Beal, because this is what we talked about. And Big A mentioned it before we came on. He said, man, didn't we already talk about that? I said, we talked about the rumors, and we actually talked about this guy, this gentleman, this man, since he signed that deal with Washington and saying this was bad for him, because it was obvious Washington was not going to be able to get players and to move and do more. They just weren't. So now Bradley Beal has said, you know what? It's time. Waive the option, which we knew he would. Right? We said that. And so now he's going to Phoenix and Washington is trying to offload.
It's not an option. He just got traded, right? It wasn't a.
Wait, no. He had a no
trade clause. Yeah. I got you saying.
No trade. He had a no trade.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. That's
what you said. He was gonna waive because he needed to get out of there. But now they're trying to, now they're trying to find someone to put Chris Paul with, a contender. Two part. Well, really, it's just one part because we knew Bradley Beal needed to leave. Who should take Chris Paul? Or where should Chris Paul go?
Whoever want an old ass point guard. Man, this is my whole thing, and I hope B is still watching this. I love Chris Paul. You know, we've talked about this, Jay. I'm a Chris Paul fan. I just think the game is Father Time has.
Oh yeah,
come with you. Okay, Father Time, the game tapped Chris Paul on the shoulder. It's time for him to dip.
The Clippers?
God. Man, he's not going to help Ella. Old ass
that
Chris
would
Paul.
Be horrible.
Banged up Paul George and where's Waldo Kawhi Leonard? Hell no. What does he do? What does he do in LA with the Clippers? He's not contending. The Clippers are not coming out the West.
No, they're
he's
not.
He's got to go somewhere where he can compete right away.
The East.
And even that is going to be a role player, situational role.
How about the Celtics? How about Boston?
Man, you done heard me say that.
Did I?
I've said it before. I'm not even trying to be funny, dog.
Okay, I apologize.
You know what, though?
I just, you know what?
It might have been on one of those chop shops that you, you know what? It's the night you weren't on. Me and Reed talked about it. That's what it was.
That might be what it is, man. Yeah. Because, I mean, look, you talk about a contender. You talk about a piece that, look, Marcus Smart, for what he is what he is. But if you need somebody that, maybe they're going to play 40, 50 games in a season, get rested up, get ready for the playoffs, vet, can, in every situation, they've kind of seen everything. To me, that's the spot. Or, no, not Miami. Not Miami. I don't see that. Because I think they like to run, and that's just not where he is anymore.
Miami would need to go, and we can't get too sidetracked. Miami need to go try to get Damian Lillard. If that's if they're gonna go get somebody, not no damn Chris Paul.
Yeah,
and that's if Dame want to go.
But IT on that Boston squad, they legit.
Who the hell's IT?
Who's IT?
Isaiah Thomas.
Oh. Come to Miami, fingers crossed. Now, I don't think you want him in Miami. Dame?
Hey man, Dame in Miami, man, that made them him and the one, Butler the two, and you probably gotta give a Duncan Robinson, and
what are you gonna give up?
I mean,
you're gonna have to give up something more than that for Dame, because Portland is like, look, we're about to cash in. You're gonna have to give a lot more than that. It will definitely be picks. And you don't want to give up Tyler Hero. You're not going to give up Adebayo.
You might have to give up Tyler Hero. I trade Tyler Hero for Dame.
Still need a big move. Bam to four, Joe.
Hey, man, we can't sit up and talk to Joe about his Miami Heat. We'll be here all night. So let's
have this one. Hero for Dame, yes?
Hell yeah.
No. That, in addition to Hero, we ain't talking about straight up, because they're not there. Yes, you have to move at least two or three pieces.
Oh, it's gonna be pieces, and it would have to be that number three pick that Portland has that Miami would be willing to take to give up. Somebody like that.
Oh, Portland ain't gonna give up their three. No, they're not gonna give up their third pick. They're not
gonna
I don't think so either.
Because
they got it. They're rebuilding. They're rebuilding. All right.
But Bradley Beal, man, get back to him.
Yeah.
Everybody's all of a sudden tried to anoint Phoenix as the number one team in the West, in the NBA, just really discrediting and disrespecting what the Denver Nuggets just did. Now, they say Bradley Beal instantly makes them a championship contender. But, hell, Bradley Beal didn't win shit in Washington.
Is DeAndre Ayton still on the team?
Yeah, but they looking to shop Ayton right now.
They've been saying that for 3 years. They've been saying that for three seasons.
They did another thing with him where they locked him in with a sign, with a contract. But I think they really are looking to trade him before the draft. Now, send DeAndre Ayton out to Golden State.
When the Mavs beat the Suns unexpectedly, right, to go to the Western Conference Finals, they were ready to shop him then. Matter of fact, they were ready to shop him.
How'd you finagle to get them in?
Always. They were trying to shop. Well, they were trying to shop him to the Mavs. You brought him up. I could tell you, you know the history.
Yeah, you're right. I feel you.
They were trying
to shop him. Look, this past season, Bradley Beal played 50 games, so he missed 30. He played 40 games the year before that. And then 2021, he played 59 games.
So, I mean, that's about right. Chris Paul played about the same. So,
KD, but I'm just saying, all this money, when people are talking, Bradley Beal, Jay, you were the one that you always say the best ability is availability.
And hey, that's it.
Maybe he's going to be available. I have no, I mean, I don't know, dog. I just, it's disrespectful to me that you totally write off what the Denver Nuggets just did. They finally won it. Been very competitive over the last 3 years.
Sure.
To automatically now put a team with KD, who really had to go. KD has never won with a team on his own. He's never led his own team to the promised land. He had to get with Steph and Dre and Klay to win those two championships. Would you agree to that?
Oh, absolutely.
So why is it now that Bradley Beal is out there, KD is going to lead the Suns to a championship? I'm not buying it yet. I'm not sold yet. I ain't drunk that Kool-Aid.
You know, this has been the knock on LeBron, right? He can't win one on his own. He has to have superstars aligned with him and blah 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 and shibbity sloppity, whatever. It's the same thing with shibbity sloppity.
You've been talking to Uncle Rufus.
Don't trust them new. Over there.
Guess it's tomorrow on Slutmakers.
Slutmakers. Slutmakers. But I'm just saying, man, that part of it, for me, I just don't see Phoenix being there, okay? Because of the simple fact that they haven't been, and they haven't been, like, that whole team hasn't played together. And I think that was another part of it.
Yeah, to their defense, they did not have a lot of time to get a chemistry going. And then Chris Paul was hurt once KD got, blah, blah, blah.
Chris
I get
Paul's
it.
Always hurt.
It's legit.
KD's always hurt.
It wasn't KD. It was Chris Paul that was hurt.
KD's always been hurt, too.
Facts.
He's injury. So, whatever. Okay. Finally, draft is coming up Thursday. After Wembanyama, I know there's some good. What struck me, and I was watching the NBA's special on ESPN, was most everybody are 19. They're all 19.
They're young, man.
They're 19. There isn't like a 20-year-old
Elite Ignite Scoop Williams.
Yeah.
Scoop Williams.
Yeah.
They said either him or Brandon Miller, the kid from Alabama, be 2-3. Mm-hmm. Depends on who needs what. Hey man, I honestly just want to see if Victor Wembanyama is gonna be the next great thing that they say. Like,
right.
You know, somebody said it the other day on a post in a group I'm in that, you know, as soon as you start calling these guys unicorns and how great they are, they never live up to the potential. And they kind of did the same thing. Right?
Scooter dog, okay.
No, Scoot's a monster. Like,
yeah.
I would love to have Scoot on to Atlanta. Like, don't get it twisted, Joe.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, they're young. You don't know what you're going to get. I'm excited. Yeah. I like to see after the draft, once they go to the summer league in Vegas and how they play. And then, you know, get to the season, see what they do. This month, just like when we talk about the football draft, I'm happy for these young men. The biggest difference is between football and basketball, you know, Scoop, he graduated high school early.
Yeah.
So he went to the G League early, and then now he's able to go to come to the NBA. And you talk about sometimes the decisions and choices that these guys make, which we're going to talk about in overtime with one of our most famous players in the NBA. And then you keep getting the teams keep getting younger and younger.
Yep.
There's no veteran leadership to help lead that young ass.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is you see the veterans, but how long have they been in? Like, to see someone in the league like LeBron for 20 years, 20 seasons, and Chris Paul for, what, 18, 19 seasons, and KD has been in for, like, you know, they break down easier. You don't see them as much. I mean, past them, you know, like Iguodala, he was just on the bench, man. He was just there. And
but still having that around when you interacting with young people every day and they're coming in and talking about how dumb they were, you got somebody to kind of reel them in.
Okay.
Who like I mean, I know we're gonna talk about another. Who's the vet in Memphis that can reel John Morant in? They don't have one.
I don't know. I don't know. UD, you need a Jeff Green, Vets Matter, you Dennis Haslam?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he's right. Because Giannis Haslam was only kept around.
Yeah.
He was only kept around to help lead in the locker room. That's it.
Yeah. 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 He'll
put you a nice front office position next year.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely transition. But you know what that all says to me, though?
What'd that say to you, big dog?
Amen.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
That's right. This is the part of the podcast that always makes you laugh every time.
The last one. Oh, hell no.
Well, we look at things that happen throughout the week in sports, and it makes us say, oh, hell no. I don't know who you want to go. You want to go first? I want to go first. What's the deal?
I'll go first because yours is gonna be good. Mine's gonna be quick. The news. We just talked about the trade of Bradley Beal for Chris Paul. And Chris Paul has come out and said that he is a little upset because he knows that Isaiah Thomas had some doing, he thinks, and being traded away. But he had to find out that he was being traded by his son, who saw it on social media first.
Damn.
I don't know if I'm really buying that, though. I mean, it's hard for me to believe. I don't give a damn what this new owner is or how he acts, that Chris Paul had no way of really knowing he was about to get traded and found out on social media. So whether it's I'm hell nah and him or lying.
Yeah.
Or if he's telling the truth, I'm hell nine. Oh, hell nine. The damn Phoenix Suns and how they handle the situation. Because at the end of the day, you can't always stay together. Things don't always work, but there's a certain way you go about doing
it. On the airport to NY. Hey, that's kind of messed up, though.
And that's how he says it, man. You know, I kind of found out nobody owes you anything. They don't.
Yeah.
And you know that as a person. You don't owe me shit, but how you do it is still something totally different. You can do it the right way. So, that whole Chris Paul situation, oh, hell no.
For sure. That one when I read the report on that, I was like, ooh, that's tough. For me, it is the former coach of West Virginia Mountaineers basketball team, Bob Huggins. If you don't know what's been going on with this embattled coach, earlier this year on a podcast/radio station, whatever, he was going on and on and on about, you know, certain people's lifestyles and how, he really didn't understand it, get along with it, the whole nine. And he had to come back and apologize for that. Well, fast forward several months later, months, not years, months later, he was arrested for DUI. Now, you may say, hey, you know, that's kind of rough. So he resigns slash was told, you're going to be fired.
We're going to give you a chance to quit before we fire.
We're going to let you quit and retire. Because here's the thing. Here's man, look, right, Joe? I was about to come to that. Bobby was slizzard. My man was blowing 0.210. That is three times the legal limit. Three times. The story also reports that my dude had trash bags full of empty beer cans in his car when they pulled him over. Bro.
Wow.
You a leading young man. Now, I understand sometimes you got to get it in. But if you got trash bags full of beer cans in your backseat, that's a little bit too much. That's a little bit too much. That's why, Coach Huggins, you definitely getting that old hell no this week, bro. Mm. Don't do that. Mm. Be better.
Hey.
For others.
Bob Huggins, I'm going to need you to pull the brakes on all that shit.
Man, for real. Yeah, he was slizzard.
Man, he wasn't a bad coach, but.
No, he was a great coach.
Hey, choices, decisions, and consequences.
Man, look, he was inducted into Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame last year. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go ahead and let's get into this overtime, bro. Crazy. Overtime. This is where we're going to get to talk about all the different things that, you know what, we're just going to catch up with, right? We're going to get in there because, again, this is summertime. Most major sports are off now. NBA, NFL, NHL. MLB is playing because they're the boys of summer. You know, my Rangers are doing awesome-ish. You know, they kind of dropped some here as of late, but... WNBA is going on.
Oh, my bad. They're going on for real. Wrong button.
Was it? I hope I didn't answer it.
They only know what I tell them.
So what's first on this overtime, man? Oh, what did we say we're going to talk about? Ja Morant.
And Jay, Ja Morant's been in the news and in our mouths a lot lately.
Not going to laugh at my Rangers, bro.
Hey, man. But there's something I heard today that made me mad, that made me even title the show, NBA's out for Ja Morant. Ja Morant and his camp has said that the NBA has a personal vendetta against him, and they're out to get him. So, you know, my brain, my brain got a little damage to it, Jay, from playing football all these years. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got some holes and some little spots in it, you know, from the CAT scan I got. You know what I'm saying? Okay. A little damage. But my brain told me, so you mean this 25-game suspension ain't got shit to do with you holding the gun a couple months right after sitting down with the commissioner telling him you learned your lesson that you're going to change your behavior? It's dangerous and it's reckless the way he's acting. And I know we haven't had a chance to get together to even talk about the suspension. And if you think it's the right amount, more or less, whatever.
Right.
But this is my thing. And this is when, you know, I talk about that leadership. When the hell is Ja Morant going to take accountability for his actions? All I want this dude to do is like, hey, man, you know what, I messed up. Not once, not twice, three times, because we still ain't even talking about you beating up the 17-year-old at your house. All the shit that you've been through in the last year's time. And now the NBA is out to get you, but you keep making bad decisions. Come on, man.
It's that part. And I don't want to say it's because he's young, because he is young and he's got a lot of money. But for me, again, and I've said this over and over again, I don't believe he was raised this way. From all accounts, from everything I've read about him and his family, this is not typical behavior for them, right? And maybe it's not out there, but from everything I've read, this is not the lifestyle that he's had. So, you're right, Joe. Blame his daddy and everyone in his camp to include Ja. Absolutely. But if you don't know any better, if you've never been taught any better, then you won't do any better. And if the lifestyle is promoted or accepted, and to me, he doesn't have any true friends. Because your true friend will say, yo, you're messing up this money. You're messing up. Period. This is not what you want to do. Like, endorsements are starting to fall off. Right? You were the face. Actually, you're the face of the NBA. Now it's not the right face. So you're going to be the face of something that, yeah, this face that you don't want. Typically what we heard from since our youth. Everyone don't know how to handle fame and money. But don't they have classes on this now?
Hey, man, you have to want to know what people are trying to tell you, Jay. When you get put in front of someone and say a financial advisor trying to advise you, but your Uncle Lenny gonna come, hey boy, you don't need living there. I'm gonna tell you how to do it right here. You go and let me get a couple of that, man. I'm gonna go buy a couple of Buicks. I'm gonna start a car service Buick. I mean, it's just, you have to be open to change and open to fixing things. And we just said, you know, we don't think he was raised that way to act a certain way.
Right.
So why is it that so many of these NBA players want to carry this rap persona? Even old ass James Harden be out at the club with the baby, a little baby, or the brand new baby, newborn baby, whatever the hell the guy. So you got these guys that keep themselves engulfed in this culture, yeah, in this way of doing things, and you ain't in that life. That's like Chris Brown out in LA want to be a blood or whatever it is. Come on, dog, you ain't no real gangster. And even them fools letting you in, they just taking your bread. They know you ain't really that. Man, all you need to do, take your ass to practice, get that goddamn money from Nike, smile, drink Powerade, go dunk on somebody, and do that shit repeatedly for 82 games and go sit your ass down somewhere.
Yeah.
Because, dog, Jay, I've done it. I've seen it. I've been in the VIP section.
Yeah.
Every nightclub is the fucking same. They just got different decoration in it. The same music, the same hoochies everywhere. What you getting? Go home. Take your ass home. Bring the party to your house. And don't steal shit. Put the phone down. Or make them check the phones in at the door when they come over.
Just about to say that part right there.
Check the goddamn phones in when you come in. Man, I'm like Derek Jeter. Hey. Right.
Yeah.
Put that shit in the box. Sit down.
Put it in the box. Put it in the box.
Non-disclosure agreements, dog. It's just stupid, man. He's got to take accountability for his actions. You got to quit playing the victim. Because you saying that the NBA is out to get you means you don't even realize how bad the lie was. You told Adam Silver and everybody else in that office and Jalen Rose when you did the interview with him just to come back and do the same dumb shit all over again.
Right. Do you think now, because he said it, obviously – there's a target painted on him, but even more eyes now will be on him, and your TMZers will be out there, right? Your amateur TMZers with their phone following him and his every move to try and break a story about he's doing this X, Y, Z. See, he's a liar. See,
man, John Morant buying grocery wrong, y'all. I mean, everything he does is going to be magnified times 10. It's ridiculous, but that's how it's going to happen, right? Nothing you can really do to stop it and change it. It is what it is. But, Jay, I tell you all the three rules.
Yeah.
Don't go more than 20 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Yeah.
Don't get caught out past midnight. And then don't get caught with a woman you barely know or you know too well.
Not too well. Ooh.
So, Josh setting himself up, man. Some things he's doing, he's setting himself up. He got to take accountability. And this, like I said, I don't know his relationship, his dynamic with his daddy. I just know daddy on the sideline trying to look like Usher. This is the point in time where
he ain't trying.
You know, you got to, T. Morant got to step in and be like, hey, look, man, you got to put him in his place and be a dad and try to help his son grow up. If not, it's gonna be a whole thing of what could have been, what should have been. Now, 25 games, do you agree with that?
Oh, I think I think it's great for him.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, he's losing money. Yes, he's not going to be eligible for the awards. I get that. But it's not a full season.
That's his fault.
And you can still make the playoffs. You can still do some things to get to the playoffs. So, I think 25 is fine. I know other people are like, oh, it should be a whole season. He didn't shoot anybody. He didn't shoot at anybody. It was very reckless. It was very stupid.
Yeah.
And yes, that means it's going to be some money that is taken away. Absolutely. Because they also get paid based on awards and they can leverage that and say, hey, you know, I'm an all NBA. No, you're not. You know, I'm second. No, you're not. I'm an all-star. No, you're not. Right. So, I feel sorry
for nobody that put this up in the situation.
He thinks he's big. So Joe says he thinks he's bigger than the league, young and dumb. His every move going forward will be under a microscope. Yep. Suspension should have been 50 game minimum.
Wow.
I know about 50 games.
And I think because, you know, it was conduct detrimental to his own well-being. That's why they left it at 25.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's – I can't feel sorry for nobody that put themselves in the situation to not be able to earn more money. It's not fair. Now he can't make NBA all this because it has to be so many games played and he won't hit that number of games. So he the one took the goddamn gun off and took the shirt off, riding around with a gun in the car. And who?
I mean, and I have to believe Silver and some other people sat him down and said, hey, look, here's the deal. After this 8-game suspension, if you do this, because remember, he was suspended before. This is not his first suspension. It's not his first
suspension. You're right.
For the same thing. If it was something different.
I said the 8-1, and I said the 8-1 enough, Jay. I was like, man, that's not enough.
No.
He didn't get it. He don't know.
I think 50 games is too much because it is detrimental to the team.
I think 25 is the right amount of games.
I think 25 is right.
If he does again, then it need to cost him a whole season.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Then we'll just go ahead and accelerate it. We'll pass 50 and go to 82.
Yeah. Yeah. I think at that point, hey, you know what? We gave you two chances. You spat in our face both times. You know, but hey, man, it's like this for me. Don't piss on me and call it rain.
Ooh. Ooh. You must know Jim House. first time I heard that, one of my coaches said that, man.
Man, don't piss on me and call it rain.
Pee on me and tell me it's raining, Jimmy.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But yeah, man, that's kind of it for me. I think that should sum up our overtime. Gilbert got 50 for bringing guns. But see, here's the difference.
Go ahead.
Here's the difference, Joe. Gilbert got 50 for bringing guns to locker room out the gate. He brought it on the premises. He brought it in the locker room.
And it stemmed over from a card game that was on the airplane.
Right. So there was intent or possible intent to use it in an arena. They're not going to go for that. They're not going to go for that.
And Zion Williamson, he just need to get on Weight Watchers. And
Zion is out of New Orleans, man. Get him out of there as fast as you can. This dude, I know you don't like to use the word bust.
Get rid of him already, though, Jay. They gave him that money already. I think they got to eat it for one more year.
Like he does?
Woo! All right, then. Go ahead and celebrate next segment, dog, because your ass is on fire.
Bro, I'm just – look, Zion is at the point, and I said this in college, man. I said, look, it's something about him. He's not ready. He's not ready mentally or physically. And people thought I was crazy when I said physically. Yeah, you're right. 195 for nothing. Because he doesn't know how to use his body in the NBA game. He doesn't know how to use his body.
I mean, why is it, and it all the wrong reasons for being in the news right now? All the yams is, I mean, you got, you've only got a girl, and then yet now you're sleeping around with an adult entertainer, an adult star that says she might, I don't.
Hey, first of all, yeah, you got a girl, okay. But if you got an adult star, man, look. She know what to do. You know she know what to do.
But you can't, you go slipping. Now she talking about if the Pelicans don't trade him, she gonna leak the sex tape.
Hey, I hope he comes up big in those tapes.
Oh, that's no. Unintended like a motherfucker.
I watched him here. He was easy 315. Yeah, he fat. He was big in college. He big in the pros. Bigger. What did we think?
Zion okay, looks like he's bigger. My size running up and down the basketball court.
Man, so he look like Biggie, bro. He sound like Biggie when he
I was all a dream.
I'm dunking on you suckers.
You got the milk. All right, let's get this thing back together, man. Oh, shoot. You ready?
There you go, Joe. Zion talk. Hey, let's go hit that top five, bro.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
That's right. Some people have a top 100. Some have a top 50. Some have a top 25. Some even punk out because that's what they are, and they do a top 10, but not here. Not at Big Game Sports Buzz. It's top five. Who's in? Who's out? What's in? What's out? This week, in celebration of the fathers out there, we said, hey, you know what? Top five father-son combos in sports of all time. So this is all sports. Father was good. Son was good. All time. This is a very tough list. I know we say that every week, but this one
we do. We say that every week.
We say it every week. But this one,
to tell me his top five right now. What's up, baby? Sorry,
man. Look, I told you I had 10 before we started, and then I had another 3 that I needed to add. But I didn't add
you it, can't. You. 10 plus 3 is 13. You said top 5, Jay.
I know what I said.
5.
I guess I had a big game moment. Because, you know, big game have honorable mentions and honorable mentions of the honorable mentions. And so, you know. But, no, top 5. This is going to be it. I marked them. I left them there.
Hold on. That's what you're doing. You're shooting at me right now, brother.
I am, bro.
All right, man. So, top 5, man.
Top five.
And when you first gave me this, Jay, I was like, nah, man, it's not enough of them out there. It's too hard. Shoot. I was just trying to get away from doing it. And so every father-son duo that I leave off this list, I apologize because there's some good ones I'm leaving off.
Oh, but, yes.
My first two, Bobby and Brett Hull, hockey family. And I know you probably like, big game, hockey. I had a chance to meet Brett Hull when I was working at Channel 8 in Reno doing my internship, working on my journalism degree. And he was cool, and he actually, you know, told me a couple things about hockey and made me pay a little bit more attention to the game. So, Brett Hull, Bobby Hull. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Sr.
Mm.
Now, I used to be a guy to say NASCAR is not a sport.
Mm.
My stepfather argued with me.
There you go,
and
smart.
So
man.
We just had Father's Day. And to one of his favorite athletes, I had to give it up to Earnhardt. My stepdad loves some Dale Earnhardt Sr., man. Oh, my God. I mean, it was hey. A brother. He might have put a number 3 on the truck.
Hey, Eliminator.
So, number 3 for me, Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. To me, probably one of the most famous baseball duo father-son that I know of. I know of other ones, too. But
Yes.
That was just one that stuck out to see them. And to be able to see them play together was just kind of amazing to me, man. So I got them for number three. Number two, Wardell Curry, senior and junior. Steph and Dale Curry. Dale Curry wasn't like a superstar basketball player, but he was a very good basketball player. And to see his son be the little small underdog to turn into the superstar he is now, I just think that that's a great father-son combo right there. And then, last but not least, I think you had to put this down here because it's not just two of them. It's fucking three of them. Archie, Eli, and my former teammate, Captain Big Head himself, Peyton Manning. I didn't lie. I told no lies. Peyton know his head big as hell.
Yeah, he knows it is. All I mean,
brain.
He makes he
all
makes
that brain.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of brain. A lot of brain.
But that's what I got, Jay.
Man, that's an awesome list, bro. I think we're kind of kindred spirits on a lot of things, man. So I tell you what I'm gonna do. You know, I'm gonna do a big game here and mention some of the ones that you did. And I'm gonna mention some that were on my list. So the Griffies, you have to put that on there. First of all, they played together. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, not even before. All right, you know, yeah, they played together.
They played together in the pros. And I think that's what LeBron wants. I know that's what LeBron wants. But they played together, and we saw that. And that's amazing to see you play with your father in the pros on the same team.
Right.
On the same team.
At the same damn time.
Joe, stop it. Stop it with Cooper Manning.
And man, you know, Cooper played wide receiver and could, boy, hush.
Didn't make it.
Make it either.
King Griffey, the Griffies, definitely I have to put them on the list. Bobby Hull and Brett Hull, they were also on my list. We shared that on my list of 10. So they're not on my top five. See how I did that? See how I did it?
Oh, damn. You've been waiting for this moment to be able to use your get out of jail free card for your multiple people list because I've done it the entire the whole
time.
The whole existence of top five. You're right.
This is great. This is so amazing. I see why you do this now because Dale and Steph Curry are also on my list of 10. But guess what? I don't have to put them there. So they're not on my list of five. They're not on
you
my
can't list. Do process elimination off my list, dog. Curry, get to your shit.
Yeah, Curry's on there. Okay, so I think I got three left. All right.
That's cool. That's cool. Hey, man, I love it, dog. The buff nerd is taking a page out of Big Game's book.
Mario and Michael Andretti.
Man.
Listen.
Different race car, but hey, not a bad one at all.
I mean, they dominated their sports. They dominated where they were. Mm-hmm. And so you can't say, you know, F1 without one of them. And you can't say NASCAR. You can't do it. Mario, Michael Andretti. There it is. So I definitely have to put them on my list. Clay Matthews Jr. and Clay Matthews the third. Look, you can say what you want to.
That was my 5A.
Man. The Matthews family. Wow. You know, and really it just goes generation by generation by generation. I think that leaves me with two left. No, last one. Again, they are NFL royalty. They are the Mannings. That's just what they are. When you say the name Manning, minus Cooper, you know that that's what that is. And to play the same position and to win Super Bowls, sons, that's amazing. That's amazing. So, yeah, there you go. There's my top five. I have some others, but I'm not going to do that. Thank you so much. And you know what? We did it all under an hour.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Hey, man.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm about to do the thing. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for joining in. Big Game Sports Buzz here on Big Game Sports and Entertainment Network, BGSE, where sports and entertainment collide. Wow, I thought you broke. Make sure, hey, look, there's so much going on. Karamo Kaz and I are back in the same spot, back in the building. So we're going to do something special. I know the draft is coming up Thursday, but we're going to try and do it right before the draft. So because okay, we're going to do something. It's too much going on. Hey, if you don't know, Nick Fury comes out tomorrow on Disney Plus. So I'm very excited. The show starts tomorrow. And of course, we got to talk about The Flash, and we got to talk about Teenage Mutant Turtles is coming out in July. But Transformers, Beast Wars, it should be called Beast Wars. Yeah, Rise of the Beast. Yeah. That just came out. Watch that. So, and she's going to talk Little Mermaid and some other stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Hey, man, you better stop plugging shows we ain't having.
Hey, Joe, salute. Joe, salute to you.
I appreciate your cousin, you, Joe, man. Much love, brother. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, tell somebody. I'm Big Game James. That there is the Buff Nerd, Jay Stoggs. This is
Let's Go
Big Game Sports Buzz on the BGSE Network. Till next time, peace.
Yeah. Big Game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's Big Game, Big Game, Analysis from the player's point of